Cyber Minute.
Welcome to the Cyber Minute, brought to you by Bellwether Technology, www.bellwethertechnology.com. Today's Cyber Minute, what is a denial of service attack? In its simplest terms, a denial of service attack, or DOS, is when so much data is sent to a system that it overloads the ability to process it, causing the system to lock up, slow down, or crash, and become unavailable. Using multiple devices from multiple different sources becomes what is called a distributed denial of service attack, or DDoS. How do hackers generate a DDoS? The most common is when hackers create botnets of hacked and pirated devices around the internet. They then configure these devices to generate or bounce a data package and send it to a targeted system over and over again, flooding the system. They can pirate those devices either by exploiting vulnerabilities in the device's code or simply using default out-of-the-box username and password if people don't update them after installation. Typically, hackers don't target individual internet users, but they will try to hack your IoT devices to add to their botnets. A massive DDoS attack in 2016 affected over 66 major internet systems for companies like Netflix, PayPal, and Amazon.com. The attack used millions of hijacked IoT devices like security cameras and baby monitors and affected Europe and North America. So what can you do to help prevent these types of attacks? Well, the simplest, change your IoT device username and password from the default settings that come out of the box. Another is make sure your IoT device software is up to date. Check your device manufacturer's website for information. The Cyber Minute takes geek speak in the cyber world and translates them into topics that non-technical people can enjoy and learn from. So come with me as we explore, reveal, and talk our way through modern technologies and the issues they bring to our daily lives. This has been your Cyber Minute. I'm your host, Chris Williams. I'll see you next time.